You're listening to SBS News.
Day two of the meeting saw leaders get down to business in formal summit talks aimed at breaking the deadlock over North Korea's nuclear program. Meeting in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi, Mr. Trump says he's satisfied with the pace of negotiations. Despite some criticism, they were not moving quickly enough.
No rush. No rush. There's no rush. We just want to do the right deal. Chairman Kim and myself, we want to do the right deal. Speed is not important. What's important is that we do the right deal.
The two men who once traded personal insults and threats of destruction are holding their second meeting in 8 months, but analysts are warning it needs to produce more substance than their initial historic get-together in Singapore. That summit resulted in a vague commitment from Kim to work toward complete denuclearisation of the Korean Peninsula. Diplomacy has since stalled amid disagreements on what that actually means, but North Korea has conducted no nuclear or intercontinental ballistic missile tests since late 2017. Asked by a reporter if he was confident about a deal at this summit, Mr. Kim says the two leaders had made a lot of progress.
Because there are people who are welcoming this meeting, there are those who remain sceptical about this meeting. But I'm sure all of them will be watching the moment that we are sitting side by side, as if they're watching a fantasy movie. So we have made a lot of efforts so far, and we thought that now it's time for us to come to Hanoi, sit together, and have this wonderful dialogue. And let me assure you that I will do my best to bring a good result.
The series of meetings will conclude with a joint agreement signing ceremony. The White House has given no indication of what the signing ceremony might involve, although the two sides' discussions have included the possibility of a political statement to declare the 1950 to 1953 Korean War over. They have also discussed partial denuclearization measures, such as allowing inspectors to observe the dismantling of North Korea's Yongbyon nuclear reactor. During a break in talks, Mr. Trump remained optimistic about relations between the two nations.
It doesn't mean we're doing it in one day or 2 days, but it's all leading toward a very, very big success. And I really believe that with this great leadership, I really believe that North Korea is going to be very successful. And economically, it's going to be something very, very special.
U.S. intelligence officials have said there is no sign North Korea will give up its entire arsenal of nuclear weapons, which Kim's ruling family sees as vital to its survival. Analysts say North Korea is unlikely to commit to significant steps without an easing of U.S.-led sanctions. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.